The late Amy Winehouse will be going on tour this year. More accurately, a company called Bass Hologram has created a digital 3D representation of the singer, which will be presented all over the world, backed up by a live band. There are plans for other holographic acts too: Roy Orbison, Billie Holiday, Elvis. Being someone who always lobbies for hearing living, breathing musicians in the flesh, you can probably guess my opinion on this, but please allow me to tell you exactly why. The technology I'm talking about is admittedly a cool stage effect, like when the virtual band Gorillaz appeared in hologram form at the 2005 MTV EMA Awards. And though morbid, it was striking to see an image of the late Tupac Shakur rapping with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg at Coachella in 2012. But a computer-generated hologram is not live music. There's no genuine two-way communication between artist and audience. It's ghoulish, too, watching dead people made to move. But my main objection is that the artists aren't around to be a part of the music-making process. It's more like they are being turned into puppets, with a software company pulling the strings. Perhaps some artists would actually like having a computer perform for them. Pianist Glenn Gould famously hated giving concerts, but a company called iLlusion will be bringing his gigabytes to concert halls this year. They're also presenting digital versions of Ronnie James Dio and even Frank Zappa, who I'd bet money would not approve of this sort of thing. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Yeah.